So, I was thinking this morning about how alcohol doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care if we're rich or poor, black or white, gay or straight. Doesn't care if we are Republican, Libertarian, Democrat, Communist, Socialist. Doesn't care what part of town we're from. Doesn't matter what our culture is. It just doesn't discriminate. It just doesn't care. And the only difference between the 12-step recovery program and the fellowship is that we care. However, we also, just like alcohol, don't discriminate. We don't discriminate. That's what saved my butt. It took me 15 years to drop some of my worst defects of character that were so ingrained in me. But I kept coming back and I kept trying to be of service to my fellow human beings. And I saw what I perceive as the intention of true Christianity when Christ was here in practice. I saw people just loving on each other. Just the only thing we wanted to do is help somebody. And I hadn't encountered that unconditional love before, which is another word for grace. Pure grace. When somebody said to Christ, well, how many times are we supposed to forgive these morons that keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? They keep relapsing, they keep cussing, they keep sinning, or whatever it is that Peter, I think it was objecting to Christ. He said, how many times should we forgive them? As if you can nail it down to a numerical certainty. And he said, should we forgive them seven times and then kick their ass? And Jesus said, well, no, forgive them 70 times seven, which is 490. And I don't know, you got to have some serious tabulating powers over your resentments to actually count 490 times how you were pissed off at somebody. And sure, I mean, maybe 490 times a day you're pissed at a plethora of difficulties, but it's not the same one. And I don't know, you lose track, start counting again. Just don't make your sobriety date start over again. You know, that's one you don't know if you come back from. So, you know, when something happens, forgive it immediately. So that's something Sandy Beach said that stuck with me. And it's a lesson that he got the hard way too. You know, his daughter was murdered and he knew he had to forgive immediately. I told him about Mary Jo's story years ago when he was up here speaking for, you know, Friends of Lois, and how she forgave unconditionally. He actually locked that in. And, you know, I didn't know that he did until I heard him give another speech about it. And he also said that before his daughter was murdered, he identified her as a Black lady. And it's like, why did you even repeat that? What does it matter if she's Black or not? But whatever, that's the story he repeated. And he says he never forgot the grace that that human being held and the lesson that he got from it. Because her son was murdered. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he was a good kid, and, you know, just doing everything that kids do, you know, to have a good life. And was, as I understand it, murdered by a drug dealer, you know, and he just happened to be there at the wrong time. It's like, oh boy, you know, it's like, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. But I don't think this kid was engaged in any of that stuff, as I understand it. But any case, to make the short story right straight to the mark, she was asked by a reporter the same day that he was killed, shoved a microphone in her face and said, how do you feel about the guy that killed your son? First thing out of her mouth was, I've already forgiven him. He was too far from God. Woof. And Sandy Beach says, oh, never forgot that one. He said, I'm not there, but that's what I want to be like. He wanted to be like Mary Jo. He wanted to be like these people that had unconditional love, that had grace, no matter what. And when his daughter was murdered, he went straight to God and he said, God, no matter what happens, it's not going to change the way I feel about you. And that's the way God feels about us too. So pass it on, man. I love you. Peace out.